Opposition leader Susan Lee says the amendments proposed by the federal government to the environment reforms will only meet her party halfway. She says the environment minister is in search of a political fix, not the legislative reform that Australia needs to bring back investment and jobs to communities.
Those amendments only meet us maybe halfway on half of the issues. They are totally insufficient. In critical areas relating to unacceptable impacts, the amendments appear silent. No comment on removing the Scope 1 and 2 emissions, and we know the sort of agenda that the Green elements of the Labor Party and the Greens will have on anything climate-related in this bill.
But Environment and Water Minister Murray Watt has told Sky News that it's unclear what Ms Lee means by unacceptable impacts.
One of the problems that we've had with the negotiations with the coalition all the way along is the fact that they haven't been able to focus on what they want because they've obviously been focusing on their internals. Now, we're now at a point where I've got multiple people from the coalition seeking to negotiate with me rather than one. Every time I meet with them, there are new amendments that are added to the list. You know, last week I was given the final 7 list that they wanted, and the very next day I got 17 more.
Under the laws, Minister Watt wants to establish the nation's first ever National Environment Protection Agency, tasked with ensuring compliance. But the coalition argues that any powers related to the assessment or approval of projects must remain with the minister, not a regulator. The ongoing Senate inquiry into the legislation has heard that the laws need more clarity for businesses and the environment.